Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We are on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara brought up the topic of Mipihem Velo Mipi Ksavam. Where the Gemara brought in talking about Kiddushe Shtar and Get. So the Gemara brought up, it can't be that we are going to write Zman in the Shtar Kiddushin. We're okay. It can't be we wrote Zman in the Shtar Kiddushin, because where are we going to leave it? Are we going to leave it by the Kala? Are we going to leave it by the husband? And if we leave it by the Edim, that's also no good. Why? Because the Gemara suggested, Mimanifshach, if they remember their testimony separately, they don't need the Shtar. And if they remember it only through the Shtar, that is Bipihem Velo Mipi Ksavam. As Rashi says in the last few skinny lines, Zimnin Delo Dichiri, sometimes they won't remember the Chazu Miksava, and they'll see it from their Shtar, V'asu Besadi, V'hai Lav Edusu. And if you see it from the Shtar, it's not Edus, T'rachmad Amar Al Pishnayim Edim, V'lo Shia Idu Al Pi Ksavam. And not Al Pi Ksavam, not to testify through their writings. So Tosus clarifies this a little more. Tosus at Dibur Basel Dechazu asks that the quotes of Gemara and Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says, if you go over and burn up somebody's shtaris, let's say I have a shtar that says somebody owes me $100, and then somebody goes and burns it up. So they didn't actually damage my property. They damaged me the shtar. But do they have to pay $100? Because they were so rafe my shtaros. So that's in the Gemara called Garmi. That's somewhere in between direct damage and causing grama. So garmi, it's direct, but it's not direct of the $100. So the Gemara there says, in that context, the Gemara says, if there are witnesses that know about the testimony, let him just come and let him write another shtar. Lichtavili shtara achrina. So says the Tosfos, what do you mean, write another shtar? Wouldn't that be Mipiyem Elo Mipi Ksavam? Tosfos asks. V'yamaya Amar Hachad Mipiyem Elo Mipi Ksavam. So Tosfos clarifies. V'yomeri. T'hachanamim ha'yumeidim shekach ro b'shtar shaper havi avdi. If they would write a shtar, and they would, if Edom would come and testify that this is what they saw in the shtar, like over there in that Gemara Baba Kama, that would be fine. If they would testify, we saw in the shtar that Reuven owes Shimon $100, that would be 100% fine. Why? Tosis quotes, because ki'ilu me'idim re'inu edish neskawa bebezdin. Because if you testify about what you saw in a shtar, it's as if you're testifying about seeing something that happened in court. To edim achasumen al ashtar, nasa k'mishdech re'idusu bebezdin. He quotes the din of Reish Lakish, which is, edim that sign a shtar, it's as if there has been a maisa that has occurred in Bezdin. A shtar has special magical status in halacha, as we'll talk more about in a little bit. So if Edom testify that this is what they saw in a shtar, that's fine. That's not what the problem is here, says Tosfos. What's the problem here? Here we're worried that they're really not going to remember what happened in the act, but they'll see what happened to the shtar, then they'll testify, oh, this is what happened, this is what we saw. That would be a sheker, because they don't remember what they saw. If they would come and testify, this is what we saw in the shtar, fine. But if they would come and testify, says Tosfos, they'll be remembered from the shtar. Really, they won't remember, but they'll just, sometimes you see a picture and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that happened. Really, you don't remember. You just remember from the picture. But you don't remember what really happened. So says Tosfos, that's the problem of Mipiyem below Mipi Ksav. That's part one of Tosfos. Part two of Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Minog that nowadays, Achshav Sheshulchan Me'id He'edim Edusin B'chsav Yadam Lebezdin. Sometimes witnesses don't come to court, they just write down their testimony and they send it to court. So is that a problem of Mipiyem below Mipi Ksavam? Tosfos says no. Rabbeinu Tam says that's okay. Because what's the only problem of Mipiyem below Mipi Ksavam? Is somebody who cannot give testimony with their pet. If they can't, so then they're mufka, an elam, a mute. But if somebody can give testimony, they're able to speak, so then they're even allowed to send the testimony biksav. And Tosfos quotes the principle of kol ha-ro'i labila that we mentioned a few days ago, that as long as the potential is there, what does BPM and biksav mean? It means the potential for BPMS to be there, even if actual Mipiyem is not used. And only Elam is excluded. Tosfos notes, though, that Rashi and Chumash argues with him, that Rashi does not allow Edus being sent in to court. There is a Nesivus that discusses this Rabbeinu Tam in Simen Chav Ches, where the Rabbeinu, he quotes, the Dada, after Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass like this Rabbeinu Tam, but the Nesivus says, the after Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha Mipik Savam, Mikal Makom Lo Havi Hagada Bebezdin, Atsheba Ksav Lebezdin. Interesting. Let's say Edom write their ksav, according to Rabbeinu Tam. They write down their testimony, and they send it to court. When is that called testimony? Let's say they die before it gets to court. Let's say they become a relative to the parties before it gets to court. Is their testimony given yet, right, when they write it? Or is their testimony only given once it gets to court? So says the Nesivus, it's obviously only once it gets to court. V'yachol lachzor l'hagid, can they change their mind before it gets to court? Yes. Or let's say they forget their testimony before it gets to court. That also would be a problem. Says the Nesivus. Only by a shtar, if two Edom sign something. But if it's just Edus Bichsav, so then that is not considered anything until it gets to court, and therefore they would have to remember their testimony and be alive and not be relatives until it gets to court. One other Ha'ara, which is basically an overarching principle that all the Rishonim here talk about, and that is we have this principle of Bipiyam Lo Mipik Savam. So how does that work with the principle of Shtaros? We already alluded to some of the answers already, but Shtar, we know Shtar works. It's a din daraisa. There's something called a get. There's something called a shtar mecher, right, based on a pasuk in Navi. So shtaros work. So what's the difference between a shtar and the problem of mipiyam lo mipik savam? So Rabbeinu Tam already said that elaim is excluded. That's the only exclusion for mipiyam lo mipik savam. Right? It has to be ra'ui le to give testimony be peh. But the way that the Balamar here and the Tosfos and Ksuvos and Davchah, they're the most discussed shitos in this sugya, yeah? And that is, they come up with a principle that's known in the Achronim as Das HaMeschayev. Das HaMeschayev. That means, if I write a document with the commitment of with the knowledge of the person committing the Das HaMeschayev, that is not Mipiyam Mibiksavam, that is the Chiddush HaTorah of Shtaros. If I write it with the knowledge and the ratzon of the person committing, what the Baal Amar calls, it's mi pi hem velo mi pi ksava, mi pi hem velo mi pi, redo his lashon, ksavo shelohu velo ksavim shel edim. Ksav edim is a problem, but ksavo, where the edim are just testifying about the person's commitment himself of the party, that is not a problem. That's the chiddush of shtaros. Again, there's a lot to talk about, but that's just the regel achas. What is the difference between shtaros and edus bichsav and other edus? That's what the Baal Amor and the Rav Soloveitchik expands on this in a number of places. Rav Schechter in Eretz Tzvi has a kuntris binyani shtaros. This is the first paragraph. This kasha of what's the difference between shtaros and mipiyam lo mipiksavam, and he quotes the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik that said, no, kol shenichta bidasim eschayev, that's a chefsa shtar, and that is different halachos than just a regular idea of edus bechsav. How would get fit into that? So get might be a chiddush haTorah. That's also written in the midas of the Baal. It could be forced. Who's the mischayev? Who's the mischayev there? Nobody's committing to do something. So that might be a different type of shtar. But that is, but again, that's there's a chiddush by shtaros. A shtar, if you have a shtar, the shtar has certain halachas that apply to it that don't apply to other kinds of documents. Okay, let's continue now. Let's go to the Mishnah. And again, as we always say, if we have time, it will come back to more in Yoni Shtaris, but there's a lot more in the Daf, especially on Amid Beis, so let's see how far we get. It says the Mishnah, Gimel Achin Nisuin Gimel Nachrias. As this parak discusses all the cases of the men and the women, three brothers married to three women that are not related to each other. We've had this case before. Umeis echad mehem, Ruvi Shimon Alevi. Ruvain dies, v'asa basheni maimar, Shimon does maimar with Mrs. Ruvain, and then Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So the halach is, there's one brother left, Levi. Can Levi do yibum to Mrs. Ruvain? Mrs. Ruvain had maimar done to her by Shimon. Or what about Shimon's other wives? So can she, he do yibum? So the Gemara says no. Mishnah says no. Hare elu chosos lamas yamos. These women have to get chalitza. Why? Shnei Amar. Why won't we allow yibum? Umeis echad mehem yavama yavo aleha. So we have a hekish. The pasuk says one of them dies, and the Yavam shall be with her. Sha'aleha, mi sha'aleha zikas Yavam echad, v'lo sha'aleha zikas beiz yimin. Only somebody who has one coming from one brother and not somebody coming from two brothers. Mrs. Reuven now is really coming from two brothers. She's coming from Reuven because that was her husband, and Shimon has since done Mimer to her, has done this Kiddushin Derabanan in the world of Yibam. So therefore, it's as if she's coming on a Derabanan level from two men, two Levi. So therefore, we do not allow Yibam. We say it must be Chalitza. The Ritva here points out, on the next Amud really, that really if you hold Yesh Zika, if you hold Yesh Zika, as you're going to ask, if you hold Yesh Zika, then it should be automatic, even without Mimer. But says the Ritva, we weren't Gozer in a case automatic without Mimer. Only if, even if you hold Yesh Zika, so it's still we say, only if a Mimer was done, do we not allow them to do Yibum, and we make them do Chalitza. If you hold Yesh Zika, but still, why does it automatically go to Shimon? It's still a mitzvah of Yibam. Even if you hold Yesh Zika, creates a new connection, but I don't think it severs the other one until you do something. I think it severs the other one totally until you do something. Says Rav, that's the Tanakama. Rav Shimon Omer Miyabim Leizah Sheyirtza V'Cholis L'Shniya. Rav Shimon, who we had earlier in the Masechta, says no. You could do Yibam in this case. Why? If you remember the Shita of Reb Shimon said Mimer is all or nothing. Either Mimer is like Beis Shammai says, that is Kona Kinyan Gamur, or Reb Shimon says Mimer is nothing. He had that suffix, all or nothing. So here Reb Shimon says, do Yibam. Why? Because we might have Shach. If Mimer is everything, so then this woman is only coming from Shimon, who Shimon had done Mimer to her, and Reuven's out. If Mimer is nothing, so then this woman is only coming from Reuven. So therefore, either way, you're safe, says Reb Shimon, so therefore Mimer would be okay. Ask the Gemara to clarify the Ezekas Beis Yibin to Oraisa Chalitza Nami Lo Tibai. If this is really a Din to Oraisa, right? The Mishnah learns it out from a Pasuk. If this is a Din to Oraisa, so why do you even need Chalitza? Right? This woman is coming from two men. So Gemara answers, as we explained, Ela Midrabanan. No, this is a Din to Rabanan. It's not a real Din to Oraisa based on Sukkim. It's a Din to Rabanan. Vixera Shemayomru base at Yivamos Habos Mibais Echad Misyamos, because we're worried that if we allow Yibum in this case to these two women, so then we're worried that maybe a person might think that if you have two women coming from one husband, the regular case, you could do Yibum to both of them. So we don't want Chas v'Shalom that to happen, because then the second one will be an Isser Kares. So that's why we say in this case not to allow Yibum to both sisters. Ask the Gemara 1 minute, to both women. Both women. V'niyabim l'chada, v'nechlos l'chada. So why don't we at least allow Yibam to one of them? Allow Yibam to the first one, and Chalitza to the second one. So then nobody's going to think you can do Chalitza to both to two women from one husband. So Gemara says no. Gzeir Hashem yomru bayis echad miksaso banu u'miksaso chalutz. That people will think of something else mistakenly. People will think that you have two women from one marriage. You can do Yibam to one and Chalitza to the other one. So that's also wrong. It's also not a right. You usually just do an act to one of them. So Gemara says v'yomru, who cares? Let him do an extra chalitza. Are you worried about the woman's going to become pasul kahuna? No, we're worried about that. If she's married already, she's going to become right as we had earlier, that we don't want her husband to think anything any less of her. But here you do an extra chalitza to save that wouldn't have any negative effects in this case. So Gemara says you're right. Iti biyabe b'hadr chalitz hachanami. If Yibum would take place first, that wouldn't be a problem. The chalitza wouldn't have any downside, and we would say fine. But the problem is, elegzera dilma chalitz bereisha v'hadam yabim. We're worried that maybe in this case, chalitza, you do chalitza first and then yibum, and then people will think that in another case also, where you have two women from one husband, you could do chalitza and then yibum, and that's not true. Because once you do chalitza to a woman, so then there's an issa daraisa to do yibum to any of the other women involved. We had a machlokas earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is there an Isser Kares by the other women, or to the other brothers? We had a machlokas about that. But either way, it's an Isser Daraisa, and that's what we're worried about, so we're not going to allow Chalitza and Yibum. In either direction, we're going to make just both women do chalitza. Again, in this case, where one of them is coming from two husbands, and the other one is a tzara of this problematic woman, we're going to make them both do chalitza because we're worried about a case where they are really both coming from one husband. Period. Next section. Amar Rava. Rava, going back to the case of our Mishnah. Rashi says, Amas Nisan Koi. We're going back to our Mishnah's case. Remember, what was the Mishnah's case? Ruvi Shimon Alevi. Ruvain died. They're all married to three women who are not related to each other. Ruvain dies. Shimon does Maimar. And then Shimon dies. So how about, says Rava, before Shimon died, Shimon gave his Ba'alas Maimar a get for the Maimar. He undid his Maimar. So how does that affect this woman? How does that affect the co-wives? Says Rava, Nasan get l'ma'amaro, and he specifies, get a get for his Maimar, and the first to explain, Rashi, he specifies that this get is only for his Maimar, not to break anything more than his Maimar, not to break his Zika. He's not trying to get out of the whole connection. It's breaking his Maimar. So Nasan get l'ma'amaro, says Rava, two versions of Rava. Version number one, Hutra Tsarasa. Number one, Rava says, version number one, the Tsaros are now allowed to marry Levi. Shimon's other wives are now allowed to marry Levi. Why? Because he has totally undone what he did. The Maimar disappears because there was a get to the Maimar. So now there's no problematic woman. There's one woman coming from Reuven. There's one woman coming from Shimon. So he could do marry Shimon's co-wives. Aval hi asura. But still, this woman who had the Maimar and get done to her, she's not allowed to marry Levi. Even though we should say everything's gone, totally disappeared, still there's a gzeira, the michlof of a ba'alas get. Because we might get confused with a case where he gave a get for his Maimar and his Zika. If we have a gave a get totally, and then that for sure, that woman is out of any Yibam contention. So therefore, because of that gzeira, we won't allow her to have Yibam done to her, but we're not going to extend that so far to have Shimon's co-wives ushered to Levi. They'll be allowed to marry Shimon.
The one he did Maimar to is Reuven's wife.
The one he did Maimar to is Reuven's wife.
Now he's trying to undo that.
He undoes that, right.
She can't do
Yibam to Levi. She got on a Durabana level, because we're worried to get confused in a case where he gave get for everything, as Rashi says.
Right.
But Shimon's prior wife can't do Yibam to Levi. That's number one. Ikadamri, a second version of Amarava, no. Nasagelam Amaro, Hutra Filuhi. Right, second version of Rav is that, no, even this woman who he did Maimar to is free to marry Levi. Why? My Taiba, my Da'aved Bashakla. What he gave her, he has taken back. He has removed. You have removed the Maimar with the... You have removed the Maimar with the get. So therefore, not a problem as if nothing has been done. Next Mishnah. So similar case, but a little difference, as every case has been. Two brothers marry two sisters, and one of them dies. So, a case we've had many times. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven died, and then the Acher Kach. But so what happens? What are we at now? Shimon is married to a woman, and the Yavama, that's what Yavama is, his wife's sister. So he's not doing anything. But all of a sudden, Shimon's wife dies. Shimon's wife dies. So now, there's a Yavama here that now should be mutter to him, right? Because the one erva, we mentioned, the one erva that changes after death is Achos Ishto. Right? All the other ervas, Ashes Achiv, even after the brother dies, or let's not take that one, let's see Yibam case. Let's say Ashes Av, even after a person's father dies, she's still Aser. You know, Bas Ishto. I mean, many stay, but only Achos Ishto. It's the only one that changes. So here, do we say that now Shimon can do Yibam to Mrs. Reuven? The halacha is no. Harizu Asura Alav Olamis, Hol V'Nesra Alav Shah Achas. No, since at the moment she became a Yavama, she was Aser to Shimon, because she was Achos Isha to Shimon, so we say forever she remains Aser. She was Hol V'Nesra, Nesra. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Well, what do you mean? We already know this from an earlier Mishnah. Hashtah, if you remember, from the Mishnah on Shabbos. The earlier Mishnah on Shabbos. Right? The Mishnah, we had about five Mishnahs on Shabbos. So one of the Mishnahs there was, Rashi here quotes it. Which Mishnah are we talking about? The Mishnah, that said, let's just review that case, because the Gemara is going to relate the two cases here. The Mishnah said, Rashi quotes it, three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, and one of them is married to somebody else. And one of the, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies, Levi marries Reuven's wife, Levi married Reuven's wife, and then Shimon's wife dies. Then Shimon's wife dies. And then Levi dies. So what happens here? Originally, when Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven is usher to Shimon. Achos ishto. But Levi did yibum to her. But then Shimon's wife died. So now, at this nefila moment, the second time that this woman is falling to Shimon, she's mutter. So the Gemara already there said that Shimon cannot do yibum to this woman because she was already usher at the first moment. So says the Gemara, so we already know this concept from the earlier Mishnah. So what do we have to learn it here for? Pshita. It's obvious that this case would be usher. Hashta uma hasam over there. Over there, in that case, where Mrs. Reuven, when she becomes a Yavama, she's not totally pushed out of the world of Yibum. There is one brother that she has a Zika to, and therefore, even in that case, Amritlo, and even there, the halacha is, once she was usher to this brother, she stays usher forever to this brother. So hacha, to cut mitcha mehai beis alagamri lakoshekain. So in our Mishnah, where this woman is totally out of the world of Yibum when she becomes a Yavama, because there's only one brother, and she's usher to him, surely we should say hol v'nesra v'nesra. So what do we need this, what do we need the earlier Mishnah for? Or what do we need this Mishnah for? If that one's ready usher, so what do we need this one for? Says the Gemara, you're right. Tana ha tana bereisha. Really, the Tana, this Mishnah was the first one that they thought. This Mishnah is for sure usher, because this one, right when she becomes a Yavama, she's usher to all the brothers, and she's totally out of the parsha of Yibum. So this was the first one they knew. Originally, the Tana, the author, thought that the previous Mishnah would be mutter. That wouldn't be a problem, because at the moment she became a Yavama, she was shayach to a brother, so therefore she didn't say the principle, hol v'nesra v'nesra. But then he changed his mind. Then he said, you know what? That case is also usher. The idea, the chaviva le'akdame, and because that's a greater chiddush, they put it first, right? They put it first. Rashi says in the fourth wide line, third wide line, chaviva le mishum de chiddushu, dvar b'chudashim we're interested in, that's what he put it first, u'mishnah lo zazabim koma. But once this Mishnah in our daf was here already, they left it there. Even though there's no real chiddush, the previous Mishnah is the real chiddush, but still they left this here, u'mishnah lo zazabim koma. Sherm Shannon Balacha writes that sometimes once a Mishnah, you know, in those days, once it catches on that people know the Mishnayis, they didn't want to remove it because it was already shagur b'fi ha'am. So that's why they left it there. But either way, you're right, this Mishnah is not a chiddush. Period. Tana Rabbanan, yeah.
But on Shabbos we asked a different answer.
We had a similar Gemara on Shabbos, right.
We said because that's two biases, here's one bias.
Right. So that's what we already know that answer, so maybe we couldn't give it here. Either way, the Mishnah doesn't have any other way out. The word doesn't have any other way out, so it just leaves it at here. Tana Rabbanan. New sugya. Ba'aleha, this is already starting into the sugya, which we're going to go be in the next couple of days. The big topic of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's starting right now. Tana Rabbanan. Ba'aleha, what happens in this case of Reuven and Shimon? Reuven is married, they're both married to sisters. Reuven dies, so now there's this Achus Isha here. And what happens? Shimon is Boel Reuven's wife. Be'isser. Mrs. Reuven is Achus Isha. And Shimon lives with her. How many Averis did he do? How many Averis? Says the Gemara, Machlokas. Chayav ala bishop Eishas, ach ubishop achos isha, divir Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, two Isurim, my brother's wife and my wife's sister. Two Isurim, says Reb Yossi. Seemingly, we'll talk about this later, Isser chal al Isser. Once you have one Isser, she's Asr for me bishop one thing, you can, she can become Asr for something else. Isser chal al Isser. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, she's only usher bishum eishas ach, only because of my brother's wife. I v'atad Reb Shimon ober, eino chayev ela bishum achos isha bovad. I, we have another bryson that says, no, the opposite, only one, but the opposite. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. No, it depends who got married first. In a case where the live brother, meaning Shimon's still alive, if Shimon got married first, So then, Mrs. Reuven, what was the first Isser to Shimon? The first Isser was Achos Isha, because he wasn't my brother's wife yet. So in that case, Achos Isha came first, so that's the only one she's going to be Isser for before, and not Eishes Ach. But, if Reuven got married first, that first, to me, Shimon, she was first Eishes Ach, and then Achos Isha, so Eishes Ach is the only one, because Ein Isser, Chal Al Isser. There is a discussion in the Achronim, between the Shitos here that hold Ein Isser, Chal Al Isser, and we had earlier, if you remember back in the first paragraph, Daf Yud Gimel, Beis Shammai rejected the whole concept of Tzaras Erva. And one of the two reasons the Gemara suggested was because Beis Shammai says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So the Rishonim say, what, Rav Shimon goes like Beis Shammai? Well, all these Shittos go like Beis Shammai? How could that be? Right, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel doesn't hold of it? So the Achronim discuss, what is the difference between Beis Shammai and the Shittos that we accept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? The Achiezer and others, you can look it up in the Achronim, but one of the Pshatim give it is that according to Beis Shammai, Ein Isser Chalal Isser means it totally is not chal for any purpose. It's totally, the second Isser is totally prevented from being chal, and therefore, it's not really Tzaras Erva. There's no other Erva in this case. There's no other Erva in the case, and there wouldn't be a concept of Tzaras Erva according to Beis Shammai. According to the other Tanoim, and we're going to have this beforeish in the Gemara later, there is something that's chal. It's enough to be chal to create a Tzara of the Erva. You're right, you don't get the punishment of both. Of both Averis. But there is something that is Chal. You have to say something like that because you don't want to line up Beis Shammai with the Shittas that we hold. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, in the Shita of Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, so it depends who became Aser first, who became Aser first. So the Gemara just clarifies for a moment. For Reb Shimon, Heichad Nasa Meis V'Akach Nasa Chai, what did we just say? If Reuven got married first, and then Shimon, so Mrs. Reuven was first Aser because of Eishes Ach. So there is no Isser of Achos Isha here. So 1 minute, that's the Gemara. She's only Aser Mishab Eishes Ach. So why do you do Yivim? So why do you do Yivim in this case? If you all Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, and the Isser of Achos Isha isn't Chal, so do Yivim. Yivim always is the Isser of Eishes Ach. Kiva the Isser Achos Isha lo Chayo. Since Achos Isha is not Chal, Tisyavim Yibumei. So why don't you do Yivim in that case? You only have the Isser of Eishes Ach. So the Gemara says, no. You can't say that. Amar Ravashi, a beautifully graphic line about Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Isser Achos Isha mitzla tali v'ka'i. The Isser in the background is exactly that. It doesn't disappear. It's in the background. It's waiting in the wings. It's hanging. Ipaka Isser Eishes Ach. If at any moment the Isser of Eishes Ach disappears, i.e. maybe through Yibum, then Asi Isser Achos Isha V'chayel. The Isser of Achos Isha will fly in and be chal right at that moment. Hilkach lo paka. Because of that, the whole mitzvah doesn't get off the ground. Because you know it's going to be Isser anyway. Because of another Isser, so you're right, it's not in place right now, but because it's waiting in the wings, about to be chal, so therefore the mitzvah of Yibam doesn't kick in for this Isser, because there is another Isser of Achos Isha waiting in the background. Period. So that was all the Shita of Reb Shimon. So now we go back to Reb Yossi. What was Reb Yossi's Shita? Reb Yossi said, you're chai for both Isurim. You're chai of both. Again, if Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Reuven dies and Shimon lives with the Reuven's Mrs. Reuven, is chai of two Averis. So it seems to say he holds Isser Chal Al Isser. Says the Gemara of Esav Reb Yossi, Isser Chal Al Isser, is that true? Can you have two Isurim at one time? But v'hatani, we have a brisa that says Beferish, a Tosefta that he holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What does that mean? What's the case? Aver Averish Yishpashtei Misos. If a person violates an Avera that he's Chayiv Misa twice for. Can't kill somebody twice, but he's Chayiv Misa twice. Let's say she is a married woman and my mother-in-law. So if I live with my mother-in-law, who's a married woman, that's two chiyamises. My mother, Rashi explains, chamoso, mother-in-law is srefa, it's burning, and eishes is just chenek, two mises. So what's the halacha, says Reb Yossi? It says the Tanakama, nidon v'chamura. The Tanakama says, whichever one is the more stringent death, that's the one you give him. Kimle b'drava minei. But you chayev both, according to the Tanakama. Reb Yossi omer no, nidon v'zikar rishona ba'elov. Reb Yossi says, no, whichever one came first, that's the one that you give. Which again, Rich Reddy is Anus, which seems to say that he holds Anus or Chal Alisser. That's going to be the stira. But the first the Gemara clarifies. V'tanya, ketan amar Reb Yossi nidon v'zikar rishona ba'elov. What's an example of which one came first? So chamos amanase eishes ish. Let's say first somebody was his mother-in-law, and then an eishes ish. Meaning, let's say his mother-in-law was an almana. His mother-in-law wasn't an eishes ish. When he got married, when Shimon got married, his mother-in-law was single. His mother-in-law was single, so he got married. So point first, he was chamoso. Then she got married, she became an eishes ish. So then you get the misa of chamoso. But the other way, Ashes ish is first she was married, Venasis Chamoso, and then she became Chamoso, like that she was married, so then neither of Ashes ish. But what do you see from this case? That Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Isser Chalalisser. So we have a Stira. Stira. The first case says Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Chalalisser. In the case of Yibam, if he lives with his Yavama, to Isurim. While in this case of the Tosefta from Sanhedrin, we say Ein Isser Chalalisser. And two answers. Number one, to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Answer number one, Omer Rabbi Avahu, Moda Rabbi Yossi Be'isser Mosif. There are three exceptions to the rule. Two of them are going to come up on today's Amud. Three exceptions to the rule, at least of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Even though we usually say one Isser can't fall on another Isser, there are three exceptions. Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, Isser Basachas. So the first two are going to come up today. So here's the first one. Rabbi Avo says that Rabbi Yossi admits by an Isser Mosif. There's a perfect Rashi here where Rashi explains what is an Isser Mosif, what is an Isser Kolel. The Rashi is later on in the Amud, about two-thirds of the way down. Dibur HaMaskel Isser Mosif. What does Rashi say Isser Mosif is? Kisheha Isser Mosif al hachaticha la osra al misha moteres alav. Isser Mosif means something is usher to more people. If the second Isser now makes this item usher to more people, that can be chal. That's not called Ein Isser Chalal Isser. It can be chal. So therefore, let's take an example. In our case, says Rabbi Avahu, let's say, when does Rabbi Yossi say that, why does he say in the first case, that it's Asr Mishum, Eishas Ach, and Achos Isha? How can it be both? Let's say, first, I marry my wife. Shimon marries his wife. So that woman is Achos Isha, the other woman, Mrs. Reuben, who's not married yet. Shimon gets married first. So Mrs. Reuven is Achos Isha. She's usher to me. What about to the other brothers? What about to our other brothers? What about to Levi and Yehuda? That woman is mutter. She's only Achos Isha to me. But all the other brothers, she's still mutter to. All of a sudden, Reuven gets married to her. So now she's Eishas Ach, and she's usher to all the brothers. That's called an Isser Mosif. That woman, and therefore, what's an Isser Mosif? Since she becomes usher to all the other brothers, she also becomes usher to me because of that Isser as well. And it's not only Eishas Ach was Isha to me now, it's also Eishas Ach. Again, just me, she was already usher. But since now, this woman, Mrs. Reuven, potential Mrs. Reuven, again, we're talking about Shimon getting married. Shimon marries a woman, and now his wife's sister is usher. Now his wife's sister marries Reuven. So now that woman, Mrs. Reuven, used to only be usher to Shimon, but now she's usher to all the brothers. That's called an Isser Mosif. Since she's usher to all the other brothers, she now becomes usher even to Shimon in a double way, even not only Mishum Achos Isha, but also Mishum Eishes Ach. That is Rabbi Avo's opinion, that really Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but in the case that he agrees, it's because it's an Isser Mosif. Yeah.
So my mother-in-law is single, she's only usher to me.
Now your mother-in-law is single, correct.
So isn't that an Isser Mosif?
What?
First she was usher just to me,
so the Rashi discusses that. Rashi and the Rishonim discuss that. We're not going to hold up this answer at the end anyway. So you'll see that. You might have been able to ask that. That might have also been an Isser Mosif. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. We're going to reject it even from here. That would work, according to Rabbi Yossi, in one direction, as I just explained it. If Shimon got married first, so then that would work. Why? Shimon gets married first. Mrs. Reuven is first Achos Isha, only usher to Shimon, and then Reuven marries her, now she's usher to all the other brothers. So, Migo di Tosif Issel Agabe Achim, since now she's usher to the other brothers, Itosif Issel Agabe Didei. So now she's also usher again to Shimon. Ella, what about the other direction? And Rabbi Yossi didn't make any chilukim. Ella Hecha Denasa Meis Vakach Nasachai. Let's say Shimon got married, let's say Reuven got married first. So Reuven got married first. That woman is usher to all the brothers already. So what happens when Shimon gets married? Nothing new happened. Nothing new happened to Mrs. Reuven. So then in that case, Maya Isser Mosif Ika. There's no Isser Mosif there. So therefore, we're stuck. right? She's always been usher to all the brothers, Mrs. Reuven. So we're back to the question of Rabbi Yossi. Stira, is her chalal usher or not? V'chi tema, migo de iser bikulu achvasa. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, maybe because now there's something new that is occurring when Shimon gets married. Why? Again, what happened here? Which direction? Reuven gets married first. So Mrs. Reuven is usher. Now Shimon marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. Shimon marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. So there is something new that's happening. What's new? All the brothers are already usher to Mrs. Reuven. But you know what's happening new to Shimon? He's now usher to all the rest of the sisters. Now he's usher to all the rest. Now all the other sisters are achos ishto. So isn't that something new? Says the Gemara, but that's not Isser Mosif. Hi, Isser Kolel who? That's called an Isser Kolel, not a Mosif. And who says Rabbi Yossi agrees to that? What's an Isser Kolel? Go to the second half of that Rashi. Isser Kolel means more items are usser to the same people. Mosif was these items, these items usser to more people. That was an Isser Mosif. Isser Kolel is that more items are included in the Isser. So that's an Isser Kolel. Who says Rabbi Yossi agrees by an Isser Kolel? That's not an Isser Mosif. So therefore the Gemara says, I don't know, we can't explain Rabbi Yossi in the world of saying Isser Mosif is a Kolel, so we reject that. And we give a totally different answer to answer up the Stira in Rabbi Yossi, whether he holds Isser Chalal Isser or not. Ella Amarava, different shot. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? Male ani alav kiilu asa shtayim ve'eino chayev ela achas. Rabbi says, no, you know what? When Rabbi Yossi says you're chayev two, he doesn't really mean two. Meaning, Rashi explains, he doesn't mean like if you did a b'shogeg, you're chayev two chatos. No, you know what he means? Really, ainus achalos, you really chayev one. But you're so bad. If you do this, we treat it. If you did a b'mezid, we consider it as if you did two averis, and we consider you a big rasha. Le'inyin what? Continues the Gemara. Even though really you only chayev one, because ainus achalisser, we treat it as if you're chayev two. Regarding what? Minaf gamina lekovro bein rishayim gemurim. To bury you, let's do Tosfos first, to bury you in parts of the cemetery where people are buried who are chayev shtei misos, two misos, so that's where we bury you. Even though really, ain't this a chalal isser, so it was only one, but still, we treat you as a rasha, that it's as if you did two, because there's like a technicality that you don't have the double one. So that's Shitas Tosfos, that's how you translate the cover bain Risham Gemurim. That's Tosfos Dimarasal Bain. Pirish Eitzel Risham, we know, let's take a step back. There are different areas, different cemeteries that they used to bury people in. David the Tzadik is not buried next to a Rasha, Risham Gemurim are not buried next to Risham She'enim Gemurim. People who got the two worst Mises Bezdin aren't buried with the two people who got the two lesser of the Mises Bezdin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says. So Tosfos says here, we put him into a cemetery, in the part of the cemetery where the people who are high of two misos are put. Rashi has a jump here, which Tosfos argues on. Rashi says, even though both of these are chayev krisus, which aren't even as bad as misos bezdin, because it's a double krisus, we put him into the basic kvaris of the misos bezdin. That's where Rashi has that jump. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, no, just treat him as if he did two aveiros, not just as if he did one aveir. But take a step back for a moment. Think about what's the machlokas tanaim here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. There's a machlokas tanaim here. When we say ein iser chal iser, does that mean it's not chal at all? Or does that mean it's chal regarding certain halachas? For example, kvura. You're going to ask me about Bishamai from before. But let me just finish. So he says that's this machlokas tanaim, right? Is it chal at all? L'may nafkamina, kvura. Give you three other nafkaminas. Amazing that the post could talk about it. The Beis Halevi, number one. Beis Halevi discusses in a tshuva. Chol of Yom Kippur. Because that had the shayla. Chol on Yom Kippur. The kaimalon ma'achil noso akala kal tchila. If a chol has to eat on Yom Kippur, and we always give him the less of the isurim. Hakal hakal. The gemara we had at the end of Masechas Yuma. What happens if you have two pieces of meat in front of you? One of them is usser, one aveira. One of them is usser, really two, but it's only one because of einis or chal isser. Is there any adifus to give the piece of meat that's only usher b'shem one piece, one isser? The other one's also only one, but there's one in the background. So is there any, he has a two-page shuba here discussing, do you say that it's not, the einus achal isser is really only one isser, it's really two regarding certain halachas? So he quotes, machlokas tanoim here. Hey, Beis HaLevi. A second one says the Nodabi Yehuda. Nodabi Yehuda writes in the tshuva. You have to do tshuva for both averus. He has a tshuva in Simin Lamed Hey. He says, obviously, even though Enes Lachalalisa, that's a technicality. But look at our Gemara. You're buried in the Rishon Gemurim area. So says the Nodabi Yehuda, Enes Lachalalisa means just you don't get the punishment. But of course, you have to do tshuva for the second avera. And finally, number three, says the Ar Sameach. Let's say you have Tevel Chametz. Meaning before Pesach, you have the rest of the Yom is basically one sentence. So that's why it's not going to take long. It's Tevel Chametz. Before Pesach, you have Tevel grain that you didn't take off Shumas or Meiser from. So on Pesach, it's not Chametz. Because it's Tevel. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. After Pesach, you're Mafish Shumas or Meiser. So does it now become Chametz and it's Chamish Avar Lava Pesach? It wasn't also Mishum Chametz on Pesach. It was Tevel. And then after Pesach, you take off Shumas and Maestris. So it says Ar Sameach. It's a Machalokas Tanoim. According to Rabbi Yossi, yes, it will become Chametz because it's really there in the background. According to the other Shitas, you wouldn't say that. So all of these three Achronim say is all totally one on the other. One final point, and I'll take the question. The Minchas Awazer, the Munkasher, has a tshuva. Why we're not mocked about this Bizman Hazeh? We bury people, Adam Kusher next to a tzaddik, next to... He says, why aren't we makbid about this halacha bizman hazeh? He says, first of all, he says, maybe that's why by real tzaddikim, chassidim, gemurim, we have ohels around their kever. That's basically to give them their own space. They're not near anybody else, there's an ohel around. But then he quotes, what's the svar? He quotes the Tama Mekubalim. He says, why is it that we don't want to bury a tzaddik next to a rasha? Because at various times, after they pass on, they come back to this world to reveal certain sisrei Torah that they heard in Shemayim, and if there's a Rasha right next to them, the Rasha is not going to be able to be Zocha to hear it. So that's why you don't have a Rasha there, because that's going to prevent them from hearing it. But what's a Rasha? Says the Minchas Elazar, explaining this makar of a Pikabala. He says, as long as somebody in life wanted to hear Torah, they were an Adam Kasher, even if they didn't know everything, they'll still be right to hear it. So that's why we're not mocking Bizman Hazeh, because basically everybody's an Adam Kasher, everybody wants to hear it. We all have our own things that we have to improve in, but generally, you know, we're all Anashim Ksheirim, hopefully, and therefore, we're not as makbid on this halacha, Bizman Hazeh. But that's in Chelek Beis Simin Mem Aleph in the Minchas Elazar. The second part, you pick the first one. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. So we thought that meant Esau, because why is it always the first one and not the more chamer one? If it's the more chamer one, you know, Kimlei. If it's the first one, it must be because of Enes HaChal Lissa. That's what we assume. Why can't the second one be Chal?
It can be, but you have to pick one.
No, but why pick the first? We usually have the principle of Kimlei B'Drabamine. You pick the more stringent one. Pick the more stringent.
Even within Misa,
you apply Kimlei, yeah. Okay, let's go weiter. Uvit plukto to Itmar. So there's a vav here, but the Rishonim discussed that really this should be a separate din. Itmar. So we're going to have three exactly parallel cases here, which the Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow. So today we're just going to list the cases. Three parallel cases. Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos. A Zor, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to do the Avoda. Let's say he did the Avoda on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a Kohen could do the Avoda. But a Zor can't do the Avoda ever. So, is a Zor Chayiv not only for Avoda, but also for Shabbos? Because he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Or is he only Chayiv for Shabbos? Machlokas. Reb Chiya Amar Chayiv Shtayim, Bar Kabar Amar Ina Chayiv Ala'achas. Reb Chiya says, if a Zor does the Avoda on Shabbos, Reb Chiya says, you're Chayiv two. And Bar Kabar says one. Kavaz Reb Chiya V'nishba HaVoda. Reb Chiya gets up and swears, what do you mean? Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe Shtayim. It's got to be two. Kavaz Bar Kabar V'nishba HaVoda. Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe Achas. No, only one. They're very serious about their shitos. Very emotional. So Hizchor Bechia Ladun. So Bechia says, let me explain my shita why a Zor is Chayiv 2 if he does the Avodah on Shabbos. Shabbos, L'Kol Nesra, Shabbos really was Aser for everybody. Kisha Hutra, B'mikdash Eitz L'Kohanim Hutra. When there was a Heter, it was only for Kohanim, the Heter. But L'Kohanim Hutra V'lo L'Zarim, not for Zarim. So therefore, Yeshkan Mishim Zaris, V'yeshkan Mishim Shabbos. So therefore, this Zor, who does the Avodah on Shabbos, is Chayiv 2 Averis. One for being a Zor doing the Avodah, one for Chilol Shabbos. Two. Hizchol Bar Kabar L'Adun. Rabbi Kabar says, no. Wait a minute. Shabbos L'Kol Nesra. You got the first step right. Shabbos was all Aser for everybody, but then, Kishahutra B'mikdash Hutra. Wasn't for Kohanim, but it was in the Mikdash it was Hutra. Ein Kan El Azaris. It was Hutra for the Mikdash. Therefore, there's no problem of Mikdash Avodah on Shabbos here. The only Isser is a Zar doing the Avodah. Case 1. Case two, three exactly parallel cases. Balmum sheshimesh batuma. A balmum, a kohen balmum, is not allowed to do the avoda. Right? He spends his day checking the worms for the getting the worms out of the wood. So he's not allowed to do the avoda. Let's say he does the avoda at a time of tumah betzibur. So again, a kohen who's not a balmum is allowed to do it. A balmum can never do the avoda. So is his problem that he's a balmum, or does he also get the tumah problem? Another machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Amar Chayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Kamar Amar Chayiv La'achas. Kofas Rabbi Chiya V'nishma Havoda, Kach Shmati Rabbi Shtayim. Again, he jumps up and swears, too. Kofas Rabbi Kapar V'nishma Havoda, Kach Shmati Rabbi Achas. So here's Rabbi Chiya Ladun. Same issue. Tuma L'kol Nesra, Tuma was also for everybody, Kish Hutra B'Mikdash, Ezo Kohanim Tamimim Hutra. Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur is only by Kohanim Tamimim. L'Kohanim Tamimim Hutra V'lo L'Bali Mumin. Yish Kan Mishum Ba'ali Mumin, V'yish Kan Mishum Tuma. So Rabbi Chiya says, two Averis, Tuma, and Balmum, his Chabar Kaparla, doing no. Tuma Lakol Nesra. Tuma was Asr for everybody. Kusha Hutra B'Mikdash Hutra. Ain Kan Ela Mishum Balmum. Case number two, the Aruch Laner says both of these two cases is the Machlokas of Hutra Dechuya. Do you say it was Hutra? That's the second Shita Bar Kapara. Hutra B'Mikdash and Hutra totally disappears the Isr. And therefore it doesn't appear to the Balmum of the Tzar either. Masha Ain Kan Bar Kapara says it's Dechuya and therefore it would only be to the specific person. No, Mikdash means this makom now is mufka from the Isser of Shabbos.
Can go ahead and do anything,
well, Kohanim usually do it, but still, the Gemara is going to go into this about Isser, Oser Mosif, Kolel, and Tamar Zoman. Today we're just getting the cases down. And finally, case number three, the third parallel case, Zar Sha'acha Malika. We know by chulin birds, we shecht chulin birds, but by kachim birds, by karbanis ha'of, we have Malika. Instead of shechita, malika is a different process. Kohen uses his fingernail to chop off the back of the neck of the bird. So malika sa'of, only a Kohen is allowed to do that, and only Kohen eats from that, but a Zar is not allowed to. What if a Zar eats from this bird that had malika done to it? So usually, if you have a bird that had malika done to it, a chulin bird, that's a nevela. That's a nevela, that's treif. Right? That's not a nevela, that's an animal that's died without proper shechita. So, again, we have the machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Amar Chayiv Shtayim Bar Kapara Ein Chayiv Ein Chayiv Ala Achas. Kavas Rabbi Chiya V'Nishba Havoda Kach Shavati Rabbi Shtayim. Kavas Bar Kapara V'Nishba Havoda Kach Shavati Rabbi Achas. Two and one. So the same svaris. Hiskor Rabbi Chiya Ladun. Nevela Lakol Nesra. Nevela, the iser of something to eat something that died without shechita is also to everybody. Kishahutra B'Mikdash Eisel Kohanim Hutra Lakohanim Eisel Kohanim Hutra. When it was allowed in the Mikdash for the Kohen to eat the birds that had a Malika done to them, it was only Mutter for the Kohanim. La Kohanim Hutra V'lo L'Zarim, Yesh Kan Mishum Zaris V'Yesh Kan Mishum Malika. So therefore there are two Isurim, Zaris and the Isur of eating something that had Malika. Hischa Bar Kapara Ladun, Bar Kapara says no. Nevela La Kol Nesra, Kishu Hutra B'Mikdash Hutra. It was a Hutra totally in the base of Mikdash. Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zaris. You only have Zaris, you don't have the Isur of Malika. Period. So we're going to relate these three cases to our discussion of Isser Mosef and Isser Kolel. But again, we had two of the exceptions. We had Isser Mosef, Isser Kolel. I think tomorrow we're going to get into the other ones of Isser Bas Achas as well.